Hello. Welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today's edition is number 2314 and it's being recorded on Thursday, the 6th of March. I am John Hoyle and I'm joined by Lynette Edwards. On part one, we have news about the city and about various entertainments on the go and some general items which we hope will interest you. They're all news items taken from the Eastern Evening News, but we do edit them a little. We have some letters, and our feature on part one is about old department stores in the city. Lynette.
Hello. First of all, we'd like to offer a warm welcome to a new listener, Mrs. Janet Seeley of Old Catton. We hope you enjoy our recording. Also, at the end of this weekly recording, we have the March edition of Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. So now we can set off with some news items. There seems to be a lot of change about as we hear of the works about to begin on the Thickthorn roundabout on the A11 and a revamp of the city's market and progress on the work at St Andrew's Hall. First, however, a couple of medical items, as the NHS walk-in centre seems set for closure, whilst a new speed diagnosis clinic opens at the hospital. Just 2 years since it was saved, the walk-in centre is facing the threat of closure again. NHS chiefs announced yesterday the walk-in centre could either see its hours cut to mornings only or be shut completely under cost-saving plans by Norfolk and Waveney's Integrated Care Board. The centre, which serves around 6,000 people a month, costs £1.78 million a year to run. Health bosses say closing it entirely would free up £1.5 million for GP services, while reducing its hours to four per day would release £750,000. A public consultation has been launched and will run until April the 27th.
The Norfolk and Norwich Hospital's new Community Diagnostic Centre, CDC, has officially opened its doors. This facility is the third and final outpatient imaging centre developed as part of a regional programme to establish CDCs at each of the three major hospitals in Norfolk and Waveney. Located next to the Quadram Institute on Norwich Research Park, the CDC offers a comprehensive range of diagnostic services, including ultrasound, X-ray, CT and MRI scanning. The team will be able to see approximately 150,000 patients a year, which will help to significantly speed up diagnosis times for people with a range of health conditions, including some cancers. The facility operates daily from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and is expected to accommodate up to 430 patients a day at full capacity.
A £200 million overhaul of one of Norfolk's busiest roundabouts will bring years of roadworks and disruption, officials have confirmed. The Thickthorn Junction, where the A11 meets the A47 near Norwich, is set for major changes to improve traffic flow. Work is expected to last until 2029 with lane closures and diversions throughout. Highway bosses say two new slip roads will take traffic under the roundabout, easing congestion. The scheme had been in limbo because of a government spending review and a legal challenge by ex-Green councillor Dr. Andrew Boswell, which delayed the project, but Corse dismissed his case. Officials claim the changes will cut peak time journeys by up to 4 minutes and reduce serious crashes.
City Hall has dismissed pleas from Norwich market traders for more official involvement in the planned revamp of the landmark. Stallholders believe the council is wasting its money after agreeing to spend £740,000 on designs including new shopping zones and Italian-style piazzas. Mark Wright, who runs Taxi Vintage Clothing, called on Norwich City Council to create a working group, including traders, to ensure their views are heard. However, the request was snubbed at a meeting where Mr. Wright was told business owners could attend an upcoming Q&A on workshops on the project instead. The Labour-run Cabinet at City Hall met last month to approve the £740,000 spending on putting together detailed designs for a revamp of Norwich Market, as well as covering costs for small-scale improvements. Claire Kidman, Cabinet Member for a Prosperous Norwich, cited immense financial pressures facing the council. She added, "We understand there are operational and logistical challenges impacting both visitors and traders, making the market a more difficult place to visit and work."
Plans have been approved for ongoing renovations at the city's historic St Andrew's Hall. The application, submitted in October 2024, was approved this week by Norwich City Council. The plans feature the installation of totem signs, skirting heating, external flues and ventilation, heat pumps and apertures. The 700-year-old St Andrew's Hall and neighbouring Blackfriars Hall closed on January the 1st last year to undergo a £3.6 million revamp. The renovations are set to facilitate essential structural work, including roof repairs, stained glass window restoration and secondary glazing installation. Additional upgrades will enhance venue facilities with improvements to audiovisual equipment, lighting, accessibility, outdoor spaces and the cafe and bar. Expected to be completed this spring, the project aims to support Norwich's cultural scene and contribute to the city's 2040 Vision for a Creative and Connected Future.